DJ gear and live band gear rentals for Kingston and the surrounding area. Brands such as Pioneer, Techniques, Rain, and so much more. New digital and vintage analog in stock for rental. Full white glove delivery, setup, operate, and loadout services for theater, dance floors, and live music festivals. Q Electronics, lighting, sound, and video. Look us up on Facebook for more.
Make the change, VaporsCanada.com.
You want to quit, so why not make the change with VaporsCanada.com? Visit us online and browse one of Canada's largest selections of vaping products. There's lots to choose from. Make the change with VaporsCanada.com.
Come on, it's time to make the change. VaporsCanada.com.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
Hello, and welcome to Radio Pandemic on CFRC 101.9 FM. It is Wednesday, March 25th, and we are live today here on CFRC talking about the current ongoing COVID-19 crisis, and especially looking to connect to members of our community here in Kingston who potentially are isolated, stuck at home, or stuck at work, thinking about this ongoing crisis that's affecting the whole world, and I know a lot of us have a lot of feelings about that. This is our second show, so we're still working out a few technical kinks, but we are encouraging people to phone in. You can phone in to talk about ideas you have that you'd like to share with the community, thoughts you have about any of the content we're addressing here today, as well as just to send shout-outs to your friends and loved ones and neighbors who you can't maybe see right now. We're also taking song requests, so if there's a particular song that you'd like to hear or that you'd like to dedicate to someone who is elsewhere in Kingston, hopefully listening also to 101.9 FM, but you can't talk to them, give us a call, 533-CFRC, that's 613-533-CFRC. Tell us what you want to say, we can put you on the air, or we can simply take your song request and send your shout-outs to anyone who you're looking to reach out to here in Kingston today. Our broadcast reaches pretty much the entire Kingston area. You can hear us far into the East End and about as far west as maybe Bath or Odessa on a good day. And we're also streaming live right now on cfrc.ca. So if you got friends elsewhere, anywhere in the world, just send them a text message, tell them to tune in, cfrc.ca, and you could send them a shout out that way as well. Today, we wanted to talk a little bit about the stuff that we would normally have been doing if this crisis weren't going on, and how we feel, how we're relating to that. I know we're going to have one caller in about 25 minutes who's going to come on the air and talk a little bit about activities that we can do with our little ones, our children at home while school is off. And I thought along those lines today, it might be nice to hear from folks about how they're feeling about being home from work and school. The way I phrased the question for myself was, do you miss work? Do you miss school? What are you doing to fill the space that those things filled and give yourself a sense of routine during this crisis? Me personally, I don't love work. You know, I'm not excited to get up at 6:30 every morning and go to work, but I also, it can be really difficult when we've had a schedule to conform to, and then suddenly it's sort of ripped away from us. So how are you coping with that? How do you feel about being home from work and school? What are the downsides? What are the upsides? Yeah, we're here. We're here talking about that today.
Totally. And there are, like, you know, plenty of folks who are still working from home or who are still going out and working at this point, too. Mm-hmm. We don't want this question to, you know, have you guys not call in either. So,
yeah,
again, well, the question's a guiding thing more than a demand.
Yeah, of course. You can always call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We do have an operator standing by in our other control room, far away from us right now, but we can see him and we can tell when you're calling. So he's there to pre-screen your calls, and he will let you know how to get on the air if that's what you want to do, and he'll also let us know what song to play if you want to hear a song. Mm-hmm. Let's go to my song for now, and the musical break is a great time to call in if you're listening already, and then we'll come back after this break with a little bit of news for
again,
you guys.
That's 533-CFRC.
That was LAL, Dead Happiness. Yeah, you are listening to Radio Pandemic here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I think we're going to give you a few local updates just about the current state of the pandemic here in Kingston and things we should know about that, right?
Yep, that's it. So as of this morning, KFLNA is reporting 14 confirmed cases of COVID-19. I want to remind everyone that the Community Testing Center, which is now located at the Memorial Center, is open to the public. The KFLNA are recommending that if you are yourself experiencing cold or flu-like symptoms, but do not believe that you have been in contact with someone who has been traveling recently or has been, at a high risk of contracting the virus, to first check the Ontario Ministry of Health's self-assessment tool online to determine if you need further care. If you are currently experiencing difficulty breathing or other extreme symptoms, they are recommending that you check in with the local emergency department. But if you have, gone through that Ministry of Health self-assessment tool, or you've just returned from travel within the last 14 days, or you are yourself someone who is close with someone who has, they're recommending that you head on down to that testing center and see what's what. So again, during this time, public health officials are recommending that the most effective way to prevent the spread of this virus is to practice physical distancing if you yourself are not experiencing symptoms, social isolation if you are or have been recently, and to increase the amount of hand washing you're doing, especially if you're like coming or going from public spaces or handling things that you've brought in from those places. Soap and water is still the best way to kill the virus. If you don't have access to that, or if you're out in public, then hand sanitizer is what they're recommending, but that is the secondary recommendation. So again, just soap and water, wash your hands. At this time, you can also find out more information at the KFLNA website or through the Kingston, City of Kingston website, or you can go to cfrc.ca to find our community resource page, the COVID community resource page, not just to get the most recent public health information, but also for a list of resources and service orgs that are providing, sometimes remote care, sometimes modified care, and services in the region. There are a couple of walk-in clinics also listed on here. As of this morning, I had spoke to a couple of them. They are no longer telling people to come in for direct walk-ins. They're asking that people call in advance. For concerns that do not need to be seen in person, they can set up a video or telephone appointments with you. I spoke to someone from the medical tree this morning who was very helpful in explaining this, and who was also saying that if it is obviously a concern that is physical in nature, i.e. you cut yourself really badly or you get stuck with a staple while you're doing one of your self-isolation, home renovation projects or something like that, obviously they'll find a way to get you in and take care of you. But for those things that don't need a physical in-person appointment, they are just setting up calls or video. So again, check out our cfrc.ca COVID community resource page to find out more about these things.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And just a reminder that here on Radio Pandemic, we are taking your calls and song requests. I can see right now that our operator is on the phone, so hopefully someone's calling in. If it's not you who's already on the line, you should absolutely give us a call. You could send a shout out to a friend. You could let us know how you're feeling right now, what you're thinking, or you could answer our question of the day, which is, do you miss work? Do you miss school? What can we do to fill the space that those things previously filled and give us some sense of routine during this crisis? Our phone number right now is 613-533-CFRC. Our operator is also, I hope, looking at our email address and our social media accounts over there. So if you don't want to get to the phone and you just want to request a song, you can always just type us a little message, radio_pandemic@riseup.net. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as Radio Pandemic. And we are absolutely open to whatever it is you want to say and whatever songs you want to hear here on Radio Pandemic, especially if you want to go on the air and talk a little bit about what you're doing right now to fill the time. So I guess what we will do is we will go to another little musical break, and we will wait for the calls to come in, see what that one who just happened, see what who called just now, and hopefully get them on the air. And then we'll be right back with Radio Pandemic here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Guests, want to try your hand at podcasting? Why not make your mark and join CFRC's podcast network? Visit podcast.cfrc.ca. Check out the great podcasts already produced right here at CFRC, and find out how you too can have your very own podcast.
Do you have a friend or family member incarcerated in the Kingston area? Then tune in to Calls from Home on the last Wednesday of every month from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on CFRC. We connect friends and families with their loved ones through the power of community radio. Leave a message on our hotline at 613-417-3359. Send us an email at cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net, or write to us at CFRC Prison Radio, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. Tune in to Calls from Home the last Wednesday of every month to hear your message here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
The rest. The world is ours. so they can walk with their heads high today. Can't keep a red man down from helping his next man. We stand strong on our front line, defend our hearts and children.
You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and you are listening to Radio Pandemic this Wednesday afternoon. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the foreseeable future, talking about the ongoing COVID-19 crisis and what members of our Kingston community and elsewhere are doing about it.
Yeah, so that's Mondays from 1 to 2, Wednesdays from 1 to 3, and Fridays from 8 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, if you would like to give us a call, that would be nice. You can send a message to a loved one. You can chat with us. You can say whatever you want to say to people in Kingston who you maybe aren't interacting with as much as you normally would right now. The phone number here while we're live is 613-533-CFRC, and we are standing by ready to take your call. We're also always ready to take your call virtually online. So if you would like to send us a message, either for today's show or for the Friday evening show or for any other show, send us an email, radio_pandemic@riseup.net, or hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We are there. We're online. We are on the phone right now. We are hoping to hear from you, Kingston, because honestly, like, I went out this morning and there's not a lot of people even walking around out there right now. It is eerily quiet, and I think a lot of people are feeling strangely isolated right now, despite the fact that, you know, here at least in Kingston, we do still have the right to go outdoors.
So that last song, too, was a request that we actually received over the phone during our last music break.
No.
We
didn't play that song yet.
No? That's what we just played.
No, so what you just heard was Healers by Iskwe, Canadian artist who I like to play here on CFRC pretty often. And we will have some requests for you later, but I'm not totally there yet. We haven't played them yet. I'm hoping each episode here on Radio Pandemic to give a little bit of news from elsewhere about initiatives that people are taking to respond to this crisis. I think a lot of us are feeling like all there is to do right now is sit at home and maybe watch Netflix. And there's actually a lot of people out there who are trying to do things either to help their community or to respond to the government measures that are being put into place or to fight for people's freedom, despite the fact that maybe we can't interact as much as we would have done in those struggles. There are still people doing lots of stuff out there right now, whether it's online, whether it's in person with precautions or in other ways. And I've been thinking a lot in the last couple of weeks about what's going on inside our local prisons and jails. Mm-hmm. People are super crammed together in there. People are at high risk for the virus because of that, and people don't often have access to very good health care as well in our prisons and jails. So there have been a lot of campaigns going on actually all around the world to resist that. There were prison riots in Colombia as well as in Italy. And here there's been a wave of calls to free prisoners, to free certain prisoners, to reduce overcrowding inside those centers, those penitentiaries, including in Laval, Quebec, which is not far from here at all, in an immigration holding center. Just yesterday, some prisoners put out a release announcing that they will be going on hunger strike until they are freed. These are people who are on immigration hold. They have not been convicted of any crime, and they are being held in these quite tight and deplorable conditions where they are just basically sitting ducks waiting for the virus to hit. So I just wanted to read their brief press release so people will know what's going on there in the Laval Immigration Holding Center. And just think about people who are in all of the local prisons and jails, especially here in Kingston right now. Mm-hmm. Here's their release coming from Laval on March 24th. Following the petition we wrote on March 19th, sent to government officials and asking to be released in the context of the pandemic, which had little impact on our situation of detention, we have decided to move to the second phase of our plan. This is to go on an indefinite hunger strike starting today. This will be done in the most peaceful way, and we are not breaking any detention center rules. Thank you for your support, and all help is welcome. So you can look that up online. There's lots of reasons. There's lots of places that you can find information about that, especially I think right now on Facebook that Solidarity Across Borders, which is an organization in Montreal that supports immigrants and refugees, is putting out daily information about what's going on with those folks on hunger strike. So they are stuck inside, they are vulnerable to the virus, and they are saying, let us go home and distance and socially distance the way you're telling us to do. It's impossible to do in this holding center, and we want to do it. We don't want to get sick. So Canada has actually frozen deportations as well as new refugee claims, so these people are going to be stuck in limbo for potentially a long, long time, depending on the state of this virus. They will not be deported, so if they're in immigration hold, release is basically the only hope they have to get out of those confined quarters and get somewhere safe. So hopefully people will support that call. Hunger strike is such an intense move. It's really putting your life on the line and hoping that officials will, you can kind of call their bluff and that they in fact don't want you to die. So let's hope that holds true and hope that some of these folks get their freedom in this ridiculously awful situation that a lot of people are in right now.
Definitely, yeah.
So speaking of the prisons, I wanted to wrap my other show, which is CFRC Prison Radio. The last Wednesday of each month, we always do a call-in show called Calls from Home, where we encourage members of the community or prisoners to call in, quite similar to this show, and send messages of support and solidarity and or song requests going out to people who are incarcerated in the Kingston area. Prisons are basically on lockdown right now. There are no visits, there are no programs. So it's especially important to send those messages of support to people who are being held in our local prisons and jails right now. Many of them are also involved in campaigns for their own release, particularly in the minimum security jails, where people are no longer allowed to go in and out as they actually normally would be. So people aren't getting day release or work release. People are no longer able to serve intermittent sentences. People are basically in essentially a long-term lockdown by no fault of their own. So we are hoping to send them some messages from people who they would like to be seeing right now but cannot, as well as some songs that we hope they want to hear. Calls from Home also always takes general messages of support. So if you are someone in the Kingston area who doesn't know anyone incarcerated and you're just sort of sitting there thinking, wow, that's a really difficult situation to be in, we also welcome requests and messages from folks like that who just want to send just anything that they might like to say to people who are locked up. And that show, Calls from Home, airs every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m., the last Wednesday of the month, from 7 to 8 p.m., and we'll be on the air tonight again, so you'll hear my voice here again in studio here on CFRC 101.9 FM tonight with our monthly Calls from Home special going out to local prisoners. I will later read you the ways to get in touch with Calls from Home, but I don't have it in front of me right now, unfortunately. Sorry, this is a new show, and we're just getting the kinks out here. But I will tell you how to reach out to that show in at our next break for sure. I'm gonna move into a song request that we just got coming in from another one before that. Melissa, from Melissa in St. John's. Melissa in St. John's sent us a message, and she requests Doug and the Slugs, Day by Day. So we've got that song for you here. I don't know this song, but I found it for you, Melissa. So hopefully you enjoy it. Hopefully you're listening right now. Hopefully you're hearing us here on Radio Pandemic. And if you feel like it anytime, Monday and Wednesday afternoons or Friday night, feel free to give us a call and let us know what you're doing in St. John's. What's the situation in St. John's? I honestly haven't really actually seen a lot of news from Newfoundland lately. So feel free to call in and shout out to any friends or family that you might have here in the Kingston area, or listening online at CFRC.ca, and tell us what things are like in Newfoundland right now. But for now, here's your song. This is Day by Day by Doug and the Slugs.
Thank you.
All right. That was Doug and the Slugs with Day by Day. Thanks so much to Melissa in St. John's for sending us that awesome song request. That was, you know, that was very topical and appropriate for the moment. So it's great to hear Melissa's request. We would love to hear more of them. So send your song requests or give us a call right now, 613-533-CFRC. We are here until 3 o'clock today. This is our long extended 2-hour radio pandemic. So you got lots of time to get your calls in. I do have someone currently on the line right now, Professor Colgan from the Department of Education here at Queen's University is calling in, and she would like to share, I think, some thoughts about educational activities for children. Is that correct? Can you hear me right now?
Absolutely correct. As an educator, I realize that we are in incredibly stressful times for parents and for children because school has been suspended and we have really no indication when children may be back in their regular classrooms. There's always concern that when children aren't in school, their academic achievement is going to slide and they will somehow fall so terribly far behind that they'll never be able to catch up. And at this point, I think what I have been trying to do through my communications on my Twitter account and through the community outreach website at Queen's is to reassure parents that learning can happen, but it doesn't have to be a negative thing. For example, we need to open up our minds to consider what learning might be. Learning does not necessarily mean sitting at a desk, doing worksheets, doing rote things over and over and over again to, for example, practice numbers, because math is always one of the things that people are extremely concerned about, losing understanding of numbers or shapes and patterns and formulas. But we can actually open our minds and understand that children can learn, for example, by watching. There's a daily video show from the World Wildlife Federation where they are showing, for example, footage about narwhal. Well, today it was about narwhal whales. And the narrator used amazing footage, talked about these whales, talked about their habitat, talked about where they, what they ate, how they ate, all kinds of interesting facts about them. That is learning to understand the natural world around us. Every day, I've been tweeting out activities for simple science experiments that you can do at home, growing a rock garden, building a rubber band car, learning how to dye your celery red or blue, just fun kinds of things. I'm not alone in doing that. Organizations such as Let's Talk Science are actively posting really, really interesting, fun, inexpensive things for families to do at the kitchen sink, out in the backyard, at the dining room table together, just to make learning fun and engaging. Mm-hmm. We're also encouraging families to play board games. Uno is a fabulous game. Connect Four is a really good game. There are many, many Squiddler is an interesting word game. There are lots of games that families can play together and keep that learning happening. One of the things that I think is really important to remember, and this is especially important for children in elementary school, they should be reading every single day. Reading is fundamental to all of the other subjects, and it's so important. The flip side of reading is writing. And so, for example, I would encourage families to have children make thinking of you cards, homemade cards, write a little message in them, and drop them in the mailbox of an elderly neighbor. Put them in the post and send them to elderly family members or family members that are far away and you can't see. It's important for children to have some kind of sense of routine every single day. And so I do encourage the use of a schedule, a very loose schedule, that includes a getting up time every day so that children are used to keeping a routine about waking up and going to bed, a time for breakfast, a time for reading, a time for some exercise, whether that's walking around the backyard or doing jumping jacks down the basement, a time for quiet time, a time for some screen time to watch some educational videos, to do a craft together. All of these things, baking together, cooking together, preparing meals together, each and every one of those has a value in it. For example, if you're cooking, you're measuring. If you're measuring, you're using numbers. If you're using numbers for measurement, you're using units. And above all, I would suggest that a very, very powerful thing is for children to actually have an opportunity to share what they learned and what they did in a day. So, for example, this is a time when we're all using FaceTime or Skype or other methods of virtual communication to have the children actually talk to other family members about what they learned that day. So, for example, if a seven-year-old watched that wonderful, wonderful video about narwhal whales, it would be important to encourage them to share and talk about all the things that they learned. It would be important for them to talk about how they measured all the ingredients to make muffins and then watched them through the oven door rise. Is that science? So again, that oral component of talking about what they learned is such an important element of learning, of reinforcing learning. It's important for cognitive development. So getting them to talk, getting them to share, getting them to be excited about what they learned is really important. We want children to remain positive about learning and not feel that at this particular time they're being punished by having to sit at a table and do all these worksheets. We also don't want parents to feel that they have to assume any responsibility with respect to formal teaching. It's much more important that there be no stress, no arguments about doing work at home, doing schoolwork at home. It's much more important to keep our children calm and feeling secure. They understand that the adults in their lives are worried and concerned, and so everything that we can do to bring a smile and help them learn at the same time is what we're really aiming for.
That's really interesting stuff, and you've given some really great tips for our listeners who may be wondering about activities to do with their children. I'm also a child care provider, and I'm off work right now. And I've just been texting with my clients as I do, you know, getting pictures of the kids and stuff, because I do in some ways miss work. But they've all been telling me that, like, they're, you know, the preschoolers are fine, they're just happy to spend more time with mom and dad, but that their school age children are really missing the social interaction with kids their own age. Do you have any advice about that? School is so much a social experience as well as an educational experience. Like, what do you say to someone like that who's, like, trying to have playdates on Skype right now?
You know what? I think the virtual playdates are really, really important. I know for myself, I'm not calling them playdates, but I am having virtual socials with my friends in the evening because a lot of us are single, a lot of us are, you know, pretty confined to the house, and it's a way to keep that connection. Just seeing their face is really important. Yeah. And so, again, one of the things that I would recommend is using Skype or using, again, a free software like Zoom so that the kids in the community can get together and they can talk to each other. And particularly if they've all had a shared experience. So, for example, today on Twitter, John Mighton, through Jump Math Resource, basically talked about the fact that a fun activity is a fun thing to do at home is to get kids to time themselves. So, for example, how long did it take you to brush your teeth? Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to have your snack? How long did it take you to walk around the backyard four times? Whatever the activity is, and then learn how to use either a stopwatch or the clock on their on a cell phone or an egg timer or some other kind of device. And then wouldn't it be fun to get a group of kids together through some virtual format to talk about how long it took them to count to 10, how long it took them to do this, and then give them something they could do together. So challenge them. How long would it take you to do 100 jumping jacks? And then in every little house, the kids could be doing the jumping jacks, they would be laughing, somebody would be timing them, and they could, again, share that experience. What they're missing, more than I think even the social contact, is the shared experiences of doing things together at school. So get them to think, I wonder how long a minute is, and have them stand away so that they can't see a clock, they can't see anything, and then put their hands up when they think a minute is over. And I can assure you that there'll be giggles because no one will even be close to a minute. They'll be very, very, they'll underestimate or overestimate the time. And then we can start to, to talk about, well, things that might be close to a minute in length. So it's getting so that they can see that other kids are doing the same things that they are, that they're in the same circumstances that they are. And again, even writing a little song or a little poem about what it's like not to be in school, putting on a little skit, using their puppets to do that, and performing them for each other so that they understand that this is a shared experience. I think that would help.
Yeah, that's really great advice. Thank you so much, Professor Colgan.
More than welcome.
I wonder if you can just, you mentioned that you are sharing regularly, like, specific ideas, like how to dice celery or where to find those WWF videos. How do we find you online if we're looking for that kind of advice day to day?
Okay, well, on Twitter, I am at Linda Colgan, capital LYNDA. Capital Colgan, or I am at STEM, STEMYGK, and that is the Science Rendezvous Twitter account. You can also go on the education, the Queen's Education website, and under resources, there is a link to community, and up there, there are all kinds of science experiments, math experiments, all kinds of things that parents and educators can access at absolutely no cost to keep kids engaged, having fun, and doing things that are worthwhile but not threatening in any way, shape, or form.
Thanks so much. We'll try to post some of those links in our own social media after the show as well, in case people didn't quite get to write down the spelling of your name. Is there anything else you'd like to say to folks out in Kingston before we get you off the line?
What I would like to say is that I'm grateful for the people who have been accessing the little experiments that we've been sending out every day. And we are working very hard because Science Rendezvous Kingston has been canceled for this year. We're going to work very hard to move to a virtual platform so that we can continue sharing all of the exciting things that our scientists, citizen scientists, community clubs like Let's Talk Science are doing to keep people active, to keep people enthusiastic and excited about the 10th anniversary event will be happening in 2021.
Thanks so much. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Amazing. Okay, so that was Professor Linda Colgan of the Education Department here at Queen's University with some really great ideas, I think, about stuff you could do with your kids at home right now. There's actually like a lot of stuff. I feel like a lot of people are trying to move their physical events online right now. Maybe we could shout out a few other ones later on. I also just wanted to, say one more shout out that we got just while we were on the line there with Professor Colgan. Professor Justin Pichet from Ottawa sent us just a message, no song request, no nothing. He is Professor Justin Pichet of the Criminalization and Punishment Education Project, and he would like to shout out to everyone inside. We're out here fighting to let you out. Fight the power. So hopefully Justin will call back tonight to calls from home and maybe even send some songs out to the prisoners who he is is fighting for. But he wanted us to say that on the air. So we're going to say that, and then we're going to play a song for you, and then maybe we'll come back with some more of those local ideas for activities that you can you can do to still connect with people in the Kingston area and still do some of those activities that you were maybe you were doing before all of this. Here's a song. But, you know, if like Professor Colgan, you'd like to call in, you've got other ideas, or you are just hoping to send a message to someone, I actually think this could be a fun activity to do as well. You know, like we're welcome to take calls from children who want to send messages. Like anyone can call here, 613-533-CFRC, and we'll either put you on the air or send your message out to someone else in the Kingston area or online at cfr.c.ca who you'd like to say something to over the airwaves. We've still got about an hour left in the program, and we're hoping to hear your calls. So 613-533-CFRC, give us a call. Let us know what you're feeling, what you're doing to fill the gap that work or school has left, or just let us know what you want to say, even if it doesn't answer that question. Here's a song, and we'll be right back after this break.
Space in this world, and it happens to be as big as me. I want my little space to move wherever I choose. I want my little space to be free. I've got a space in this world, and it happens to be as big as me. I want to take my space for the mountains. I want to take my space across the sea. I want to walk, I want to walk, as far as my little legs will carry me. And should I come to a wall or climb over it, it's nobody's business to stop me. And it happens to be just as big as me. I want my little space to move wherever I choose. I want my little space to be free. I want to move my space by your space. I want to create a brand new place. Why should we follow their laws? In our own world, we live by our own set of rules. Cause we've got a space in this world, and it happens to be just as big as you and me. We want our little space to move wherever we choose. We want our little space to be free. We want to go, we want to go, as far as our little legs will carry us. And should we come to passport control, we'll get through it. It's nobody's business to stop us. We've got space in this world, and it happens to be just as big as you and me. We want our little space to move wherever we choose. We want our little space to be free, free, free. Let's refuse to follow their orders. Hand them and fight for a world with no borders. Let's refuse to follow their orders. Hand them and fight for a world with no borders. Let's refuse to follow their orders. Hand them and fight for a world with no borders. Let's refuse to follow their orders.
I live and fight for a world with no borders.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. I want to be free.
We want to be free.
So let's refuse to follow their orders.
Stand up and fight for a world with no borders.
Let's refuse to follow their orders.
Stand up and fight for a world with no borders.
Let's refuse to follow their orders.
Stand up and fight for a world with no borders.
Let's refuse to follow their orders.
Stand up and fight for a world with no borders.
Let's refuse to follow their orders.
Stand up and fight for a world with no borders.
Let's refuse to follow their orders.
The COVID-19 coronavirus is spreading to more countries globally. While there are still only a small number of cases in Canada, it is important to be prepared. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic the flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to stay home and self-isolate, or to seek medical attention. Wash hands frequently for 20 seconds with soap and water, or disinfect with an alcohol-based hand rub. Avoid touching eyes, mouth, and nose. Practice good respiratory etiquette. Cover your coughs and sneezes with your arm or use a tissue. Clean regularly used surfaces and objects like countertops, doorknobs, and children's toys. Maintain social distance. Stay at least 2 meters away from someone who is coughing or sneezing. Instead of a handshake, use a wave or another greeting. For more up-to-date information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization.
Welcome back to Radio Pandemic here on CFRC 101.9 FM or streaming live at cfrc.ca. I've got a caller on the line right now, Sherry from the Medical Tree Pharmacy and Clinic.
You there, Sherry?
Yeah, hi guys. How are you?
Pretty well. Thanks so much for calling us in.
Yeah, thanks for having us on your show today. This is great. We're happy to chat with the public just to let them know that we are still here to help and provide them with their much-needed healthcare services throughout this time, because we recognize it's quite a challenge for everyone to be able to access healthcare, certainly when we have such things as a pandemic outbreak happening. So we have increased the ways in which our community and surrounding areas can contact us, and that's through using telemedicine or video conferencing with our doctors here on site, meaning that people get to stay in their homes and they don't have to put themselves at greater risk of exposure to COVID-19, and they can still receive the care that they greatly need. With that being said, we can certainly provide them with, you know, whether it be antibiotics or prescription refills, whatever the need might be, and we can provide that to their local pharmacy. Also, within our own clinic, we have an in-house pharmacy who's currently offering free delivery to anyone within the city of Kingston, so that they also can reduce that risk of contraction of COVID-19 as well.
Right on.
Yeah, so lots of opportunity, and we're open to anyone in the public. You don't have to be a previous client here at Medical Tree. We can help, so please spread the word about us. We would love to help you.
Perfect.
And we can be contacted at 613-887-8733. We also have a Facebook page and webpage, medicaltree.com.
Cool.
And So, yeah, feel free to check us out.
Thank awesome. You so much. That's great to know.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Everybody stay safe.
Thank you so
you
much.
You too, eh?
Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care.
Cheers.
All right. So, thanks so much to Sherry for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess now might be a good time to talk about some other local stuff that's happening here in Kingston. Stuff
yeah, totally.
Stuff that's still on, even if it may or may not have moved online.
Totally.
Do you have some of those yeah. resources there?
Yeah, so for Kingston, I suppose, like social distancing social club or something like that here, we've got a couple of events coming up for those of you who are either at home or out at work or whatever it is you're doing. If you want to check out a couple of events that are coming up live, we've got the Grad Club Trivia Night has moved to CFRC, actually. So tomorrow night at 9 p.m., tune in here at CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca streaming live to enjoy the best trivia night in town. Moe's going to be hosting, I believe, this time again. It's round two of this virtual or at distance trivia night, so it should be a really good time. So again, that's 9 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, where you're listening right now, or CFRC.ca tomorrow, so it's Thursday night. Also, 12 Cat, which is a arts collective here in town, is going to be doing a live video chat concert on Saturday from 8 till 11 p.m. The lineup is still being confirmed, but we do also have at least one little heads up about who might be playing. So we've got Slowman Tofu, former Kingston musician who I believe... Is he moved back to town, or is he in Montreal?
Yeah,
right
you know
now?
What? I saw yeah. him just the other day walking in circles around the neighborhood, as many of us
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Slowman Tofu is going to be playing, so we've got a song by him for later in the show here. So, yeah, tune yeah. in to that. You can go on Facebook and find the link to that. It is 12 Cats, C-A-T-S, in your home is the name of the event, or just look up the 12 Cat Facebook page, and you should be able to find a link.
Yeah, and you know a bunch of like the local businesses and organizations that usually do events here in the community mm-hmm. are moving some of those events online. I personally like I don't want to spend all my time on a screen, but I am judiciously engaging.